The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adya Lila, Volume 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 4, 1975, in Mayapur, India.
I offer my respectful obeisances under the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That pure Dakshinai Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanag is his further subpart.
Jashang Shang Shang Sha Paramatma Khilana Posta Vishnu Bhati Dugdha Vishai Khoni Varta Jat Kala Sopi Ananta Sang Sri Nityananda Ramam. All these Vishnu descriptions, beginning from Karana Dokshai, Mahavishnu, he is producing universes. Then next Vishnu is Garbhodakshai, means the same Mahavishnu entering in each and every universe. Then again, the same Vishnu for maintenance of this material world is lying on the Kirabdi, ocean of milk, and the same Vishnu, Kirabdi Sai Vishnu, is maintaining not only this universal affair, but also he is entering in each and every living being's heart, even within the atom. This is the expansion of Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva within this material world. You just imagine, for creating, maintaining, sustaining the whole material world is a network of Vishnu's activities. And some rascal says there was chunk and there was creation. His creation is so easy, and maintain them, all the creation. If you create some center of our Krishna consciousness movement, how much strain you have to exert to maintain the standard status quo. Similarly, there are so many universes created, maintained, and there is another phase, annihilation. That is the process of material creation. We have got experience. Anything material is created, is the beginning, there is a date, and it is maintained for some time, then it is annihilated. Anything you take, this is a body, your body, my body, it is created at a certain date, and it is maintained for a certain number of years, and again it is annihilated. This is material world. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. It manifests sometimes and again disappears. This is called material world, and because it is never eternally sustained, therefore it is called Maya. It is not false. As the Mayavadi philosopher says, it is false. It is not false. Lord Vishnu is taking so much care to create this material world. How you can say it is false? It is not false. It is fact, but it is temporary. This is the difference between the material world and the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is no creation and no destruction. In the material world, there is creation and destruction. Now, we being part and parcel of Vishnu, Krishna, Krishna says personally, Mamaivamsa. So, if Krishna is not affected by this creation and annihilation, then we being part and parcel of Krishna, why we should be affected by this creation and annihilation? We are very much afraid of being annihilated. And we are trying to discover many scientific, so-called scientific methods, how we may not be destroyed. Why this inclination that we may not be destroyed? Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, therefore eternity of life is our aspiration. That is the proof that we are, as Krishna is eternal. Similarly, we are also eternal, but circumstantially, we are now put into this material world. Therefore, our main business is how to revive our original position, not to be annihilated, never annihilated. It is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita, actually we are not annihilated. Na hannate hannamane sarire nitta sasatayam. So, that is our real business. This requires little intelligence. That we are eternal, why we are put into this process of taking birth and death? Krishna also says, this is the real misery of life. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshana. They are trying, the so-called scientists trying to increase, if the scientist sees that a man was to die immediately, now he has lived 1 hour more, he thinks that his science is successful. That is their foolishness. If you live 1 or 2 hours more, or 1 year or 2 years more, in Allahabad, we had a friend who was a very rich man. So, he was on the dying stage. So, here many big, big doctors were attending, and he was begging to the doctors, "Doctor, can you not give me at least 4 years' time? I could finish what I have already attempted." So, here, we know the death is certain. Still, we make some scheme, big or small, according to idea. But we do not know that at any moment, death will come, as sure as death. And this death is Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, mrityu sarva harascha aham. That is Krishna's mercy. repeatedly we are taking birth and making big, big scheme, and we may be successful, but at any moment Krishna says, now you get out, and your all business finished, and whatever you have done, that is also finished. Or I will take it away. Just to teach us that this place, material world, is not our place. That is our misconception or maya, that we want to make a permanent settlement in this material world, which is not possible at all. This knowledge did not come. The scientists are thinking of making life eternal, immortal, like the Hiranyakashipu scheme, that he wanted to be immortal by tapasya. This is also tapasya. There is so many scientific endeavors. This is also tapasya. But this tapasya is useless. It has no effect. They are trying foolishly to become immortal. That requires tapasya. Many, many demons. The demons do like that. Tapasya for living ever. But they will not take the real method of tapasya to purify. Their real aim is this material world, and here they want to become immortal. That is their foolishness. Here, nobody can become immortal. Even Brahma, who is the creator of this universe, he is also not immortal. But they are trying to be immortal here. That is not possible. Tapasya should be to become immortal. Tapasya is recommended. Tapo dibbam putraka jina suddhita satta. Tapasya should be made. Immortality is your right. Because you are part and parcel of God, you are immortal. Now you are diseased. You are accepting birth and death. This is disease condition. So try to cure the disease. Don't try to become immortal in disease condition. That is not possible. You must cure the disease. If you simply imagine to live eternally, that is not possible. Stop this, children. Immortal is our goal of life, immortality. That is the goal of life. But they are not taking seriously how to become immortal. That is their ignorance. So this, how to become immortal, there is process recommended in the shastras. That is in India. That is nowhere else. If you actually serious about becoming immortal, then you should study the Vedic literatures from India. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That in India there is a process how to become immortal. So he recommended, therefore, he desired that Indians, you Indians, you have got the facility, don't spoil your life by imitating the so-called rascal scientists of the Western countries, but you take advantage of the science, spiritual science, which is in India, and distribute the knowledge, because they are in ignorance. Therefore he says, Bharat bhumite manusya janma hoilo ja, janma sartha kori karo paropukha. This should be the India's business. This whole world is in darkness, demonic civilization. And India, there is the remedy. So, if the Indians take advantage and make his life perfect and then go to the Western countries and distribute this immortal knowledge, that is real business of India. Unfortunately, they are trying to imitate. There is no thing, nothing to imitate. If you say that they have discovered so many material comforts, that is all right, but with all your material comforts, you cannot become immortal. That is certain. That is certain. But you are desiring how to become immortal. That science is in India. That is tapasya. Tapasya means brahmacharjena. Tapasya brahmacharjena jamena niyamena va tyagena sauto saucabhyam. This is the shastra. So if you want to learn that science, how to become immortal, then you have to undergo austerities. That austerities begins with brahmacharya. Tapasa brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means controlling sex life. That is required. If you can control sex impulse, because that is the medium of bondage. Here in this material world, everyone is working hard to enjoy sex life. That is the main aim. Main aim is, and that you will find in your country especially, very, very prominent. In Paris, very, very old men, they are going to the club at night, simply for the same purpose. So this has to be controlled. Control means mind and the senses. And the prominent sense is sex. That is called control. So if you want to become immortal, then you must practice this. Of course, in Western countries, it is very difficult. They say it is impossible. Big men, they say it is impossible. Yes, it is impossible. Therefore, Shastra has given concession that you require sex life, but enjoy it in married life. But no illicit sex, at least stop this. If you want to be immortal, these things have to be followed. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Then you can think of immortality, gradually. That is called tapasya. Tapasya brahmacharjena. Every shastra you will find. At least at the end of life one should be completely free from these bad habits. That is called sannyas. Don't cheat. Accept sannyas and indulge in these things. Don't be cheated. That is very bad. Sannyas means to take vow. In other station of life, there may be we fall down. But sannyas means No. No for long. Therefore, we have now taken very seriously, unless one is found completely competent to accept sannyas, there is no more use of avoiding sannyas. So this is the process. Tapasa brahmacharyena. Brahmacharya is very, very essential. And that is when one becomes distasteful to sex life, that is the beginning of spiritual life. That is the beginning of spiritual life. So immortality is not very difficult thing. Simply, one has to adopt the method, process as recommended in the shastra, and then you can become immortal. Krishna says, janma karma chama me dibbam jujanati tattata takta dihang punarjanmanaiti. Punarjanmanaiti, this is immortal. So Krishna says, punarjanma, no more punarjanma. And if you have no punarjanma, there is no punar death, punar badhakka or punar disease. Puna means again. So if you can stop your punarjanma, no more taking bath, that is perfection. Therefore it is recommended that the guardians, namely the guru, spiritual master, the father, the mother, the king or the government, the whole system should be so centralized that people may be saved from this process of punarjanma. That is real government, real parenthood, real guruism. How to save the disciples or the citizens or the son, subordinate? They come to your shelter, just like these children have come to the shelter of father and mother. The disciples have come to the shelter of guru. The citizens are expecting good government. So they are subordinate, expecting protection from the superior. Therefore the whole scheme should be how to protect them from repetition of death. Namo chayadaja samupeta mrittam. We are entangled by this process of birth, death, old age and disease. And it is the duty of the guru, duty of the father, duty of the mother, duty of the government, how to save them from this process of birth, death, old age, and that is civilization. Otherwise it is dog civilization. What is the meaning? This is civilization. So whole Vedic system is designed in such a way that ultimately one is saved from this process of birth, death, old age and disease. Long, long ago, when Vishwamitra Muni came to Maharaj Dasarath for begging Ram Lakshman to take them to the forest because one demon was disturbing, they could kill, but the killing business is for the Kshatriyas. This is Vedic civilization. It is not the business of the Brahman. So, the first reception Vishwamitra Muni got from Maharaj Dasarath, that oihistam jad punarjanma jayaya. You great sages, saintly persons, you have given up the society. You are living alone in the forest. What is the purpose? The purpose is punarjanma jayaya, to conquer over repetition of birth. This is the purpose. Similarly, our this Krishna consciousness movement is also meant for the same purpose, punarjanma jayaya, for conquering over repetition of birth and death. You should always remember this. A little mistake will spoil the whole scheme. Little mistake. Nature is very strong. Daivijjesa gunamai mamu maya dhiratya. Very, very strong. So, you all, boys and girls, those who have come from America, I am very much thankful to you, but don't be less serious. Be very serious. And another thing I request, especially to the Americans, that America has good potentiality to save the world. So if you preach very nicely in your country, and not all of them will be interested, but if a section of men in your country, you can turn them to become Krishna conscious, it will be great benefit to the whole world. But the aim is the same, punarjanma jayaya, to gain victory over this process of birth, death and old age. This is not fiction, this is fact. People are not serious. But you can teach your people. Otherwise, the whole human society is at risk. They are like animals without any kind, especially this communist movement is very, very dangerous to make big animals. They are already animals, and this movement is making big animals. So I am speaking to America, because America is a little serious against this communistic movement, and it can be counteracted because the process is current since a very, very long time. Deva-asura, the fight between the demigods and the demons. So, the same fight is there in different name, communist and the capitalist. But the capitalists are also 80%, 90% demons. Because they do not know the science of God. That is demonic means. So there is good chance in your country to make them or they rectify their demonic principles, and then they will be very strongly able to fight with the other demons. Because if we become deva means Vaishnava. Vishnu bhakta bhave deva. Asura stad viparjaya. Those who are devotees of Lord Vishnu, they are called deva, or demigods. And those who are just the opposite number, the opposite number also, they have got some god. Just like the demons, they worship especially Lord Shiva. Or Ravana, the example, we are not accusing unnecessarily. Ravana was a great demon, but he was devotee Worshipping Lord Shiva means to gain some material profit. And in the worshipping Vishnu, there is material profit that is given by Vishnu. That is not karma. But Vaishnava, they are not aspiring after any material profit. The material profit automatically comes. But then, they do not desire anna vilasita sunnam. Material profit is not their aim of life. Their aim of life, how to satisfy Vishnu, Lord Vishnu, that is Vishnu. Vishnu asya devata, nati, and the demons, they do not know that to become Vishnu, that is the highest perfection of life. They do not know. So anyway, our request is that you all young men who have taken to this path of Vaishnavism, and there is very good chance to preach this cult in your country. So even if you are not very much successful in other countries, in your country will be very much successful. There is good potency, and try to make them stronger to fight with the demonic principle. Thank you very much.